It is 6:04. You're listening to 100.5 FM. Good morning. I'm Ray Richardson. Thanks for joining us. Got a little problem here with the with the national anthem. I'm not sure why it's not playing, but it's not playing, but that's okay. No big deal. It is Tuesday, October 22nd. We are exactly 14 days from the big election. And I hope, and I have been praying about this election because I believe it's that important. I don't normally pray for elections, just like, you know, I never prayed for the outcome of a game. I always prayed that all the players on both sides would come out of the game safe and that we would all do our best, because I figured asking God to weigh in on a football game or a baseball game or whatever it was I happened to be doing just seemed like a lot to ask him, particularly when people on the other side might have been praying for it. So I never did that. But I have been praying for the outcome of this election because I love this country. And I know that many of you do. I don't believe everybody does, but I know that many of you do. And that's not me being negative. It just behavior demonstrates what people believe about things. And yesterday, I got a lot of feedback throughout the day because at one point, Vernon Dukes said, you know, we're just trying to sell muffins. We love everybody. And I said, well, I don't love everybody. And that's true. I don't. And I got a lot of feedback from it. So I'm going to address it very quickly. Then we're going to get on to the election here. My point yesterday was, I don't love Vladimir Putin. I think he's redeemable by Jesus Christ through the saving grace of Jesus' blood at the cross. I do believe that. Just as I believed if Adolf Hitler had made the choice in the last moments to love Jesus, follow Jesus, repent, and accept Jesus as his Lord and Savior, that he was redeemed as well, even as bad a person as he was. But, you know, people make choices. People make choices and they do things. And we have had a lot of stuff done to our family over the last 10 years. And so while I forgive people, it doesn't mean that I love them, and I'd be lying if I said I did. And unless we're joking about something here, you know, I don't tell you anything that's not true. You know, if we make a joke about something, that would be one thing. Like the other day when I said, for some of you guys out there that vote Democrat, Janet Mills is your dominatrix. Well, that was a joke, obviously. And Tyler Thomas in New York right now is spitting his coffee out yet again because I said that, but that was an obvious joke. But a lot of people hit me. How can you say that? You say you're a Christian. How can you say you don't love all people? Because I don't lie to you. That's why. And so would it be better if I said, oh, I love all people, you know, all people, blah, 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 blah. Would that be a Christian thing to do if it wasn't true? Would that be something that you could count on if I lied to you about it? And the answer, of course, is no. You should not trust me if I lie to you. Nor would I want you to, by the way. Nor would I want you to. So that's what I meant. You know, there are people that have done some pretty rugged things to my family. And I cannot sit here and say that I love them. I can't say that I've forgiven them. But I can't say that I love them. And I'm not going to. So that's what I meant. That's what I said. I stand by it. If that upsets some of you, or if you say, well, that's not the Christian way to do things. You know what? I've told you forever, I'm a very, very, very flawed person. Very flawed. And I don't say that to be flip. I don't say that to be taken lightly. I say it because it's true. I'm a very, very flawed person. All right, let's move on. So today is Tuesday. 2 weeks from today, the election will happen. Hopefully, we will know sometime that night that the election outcome has happened. We'll know who won. I think we already know. I think we already know what's going to happen here. I think the outcome has already been determined. I don't believe for a second that there are undecided people in this country. I don't know how there could be. There are very clear choices in this election. One empowers the government. The other empowers the people. It's no more complicated than that. Kamala Harris seeks to empower the government. She is not looking to help the regular person out there. She has a rigid, rugged ideology that is driven by power over people. And Donald Trump is just the opposite. I don't care what you say about him. I don't care if you like him. I don't care if he does stuff you don't like. I mean, he does stuff I don't like. But at the end of the day, as he did prior to the pandemic, Donald Trump empowered our people. He made our economy stronger. He made our nation stronger. And the world under his leadership was safer, less violent. You know, we continue to hear from people, and I'm telling you, I'll give these Democrats credit. They either find the most ideological people they can who are willing just to constantly bombard you with stuff, or they pay people. And I don't know which. They got plenty of money. She's raised over $1 billion in the short time that she's been the nominee. I don't know if you've seen that. It's crazy the kind of money she's raised. So they have plenty of money to do whatever. But these Democrats that are supporting her in such a rigid, pathological way, they won't accept truth. I told you guys last week that the FBI had reported crime statistics, violent crime statistics in this country for the year 2022. And initially they said that violent crime statistics were down 2.1%. Now, we all knew that not to be true. You could just look around the country and watch the news, and you could see that violent crime statistics are clearly up in this country. And a lot of it is being led by people who are here illegally. So, of course, all the they're either rigid ideologists, you know, that are just such true believers, they would try to dive through ice in a lake if she asked them to. Then the FBI came out last week. Well, it wasn't last week. They quietly did it a few weeks ago. And they revised the 2022 numbers. And now they're saying that violent crime actually rose in this country 4.5%. That's a big jump. That's a big jump from 2.1. But to rise 4.5%, it's a huge jump year to year in this country, violent crime statistics. Other than hearing it here, have you seen many news outlets even talk about it? And I think the answer to that is no. Why is that? Because they're trying to protect the narrative. There is something inside of these people that won't allow them to be honest. I don't know what it is. The media is supposed to provide you and I with information. And then once we have that information, we can make good decisions about public policy and the people who we seek to lead things. Biden and Harris have been telling the country that violent crime in this country is down. Biden and Harris have been telling the country that illegals commit crimes at a rate less than the average American does. I mean, it's just so provably untrue. It's hard to believe they have fostered this narrative, but they have. And there are a lot of people out there who don't pay attention, who have sucked it up and believe it. But now we know, based on the Border Patrol agents coming out and putting out real statistics, people they've actually encountered, we know all of this not to be true. This is a huge false narrative. So my only point here is, if you want our country to be safer than it is, and violent crime is rising in this country dramatically, and then there is a whole nother level of crime that isn't even being reported. And by the way, did you see the other day where an illegal immigrant, an illegal alien, raped a 13-year-old and ICE came to get him? And the sanctuary city, I believe it was Boston, but it might have been Philadelphia, released that person into general population so that ICE could not get their hands on him, so they couldn't deport him. Donald Trump has said we're going to end sanctuary cities. How are we going to do that? Because, you know, the states are individual laboratories of freedom. Well, if a city or a state decides to be a sanctuary city or sanctuary state, he's going to pull funding. Because the federal government is supposed to be in charge of immigration. And let me tell you something. They will change on a dime. Because the only thing people in government worship is not even government. It's money. They worship money. And so Donald Trump has been very clear. When he becomes president again, I'm having some struggles here this morning. I got up at 1:41. I have no idea why. There was a Hallmark movie on, so I decided to watch it. It's kind of a cute one, by the way. I love Hallmark. But I digress. Donald Trump has said we're going to stop this nonsense, and we've got to stop it. The American people deserve better than this from their government. You and I deserve better. We are citizens of this country. And we know that the current government, led by Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, has treated people who come into this country illegally better than they treat the struggling American. Explain to me why that's okay. Trump has said he will shut down the border. I believe him. I've told you this before. In 2016, when he was talking about building the wall, I actually thought that was a metaphor. I really did. I thought it was a metaphor for securing the border, and they would use whatever means necessary. But he was serious about it. This time, he will finish the wall. This time, we will put in surveillance that stops people from coming into our country illegally. I don't know when this became a thing. I don't know when it became a thing that we let people come into our country illegally. And people act like that's xenophobic to say something like that. We allow 1.2 million people a year to come in this country through our legal process. Yeah, it may need some reform, but you know what? Bottom line is 1.2 million people is a lot of people to come into your country every single year, and we do it. The people that are telling you that this is okay, they don't love America. They don't like Americans. I won't go so far as to say they hate them, but they certainly don't like Americans, and they want to fundamentally alter the fabric of this nation. And if we don't stop them, they're going to do it. We will be overrun here. You cannot have 11 million people every 4 years come into the country illegally, not know the language, not be part of the culture, not become one of us. It can't happen. And if it doesn't happen, we lose the fabric of the country. Why would we do that? This is the greatest country the world has ever known. This is a culture of success. The American culture is the culture of success around the world. It is what every other nation strives for, whether they admit it or not. Why do you think the Chinese are adopting westernized ideals about the economy and about free markets? Because America is the land of hope and opportunity, and our culture is the culture of success. Why would we allow anybody to change that? Now, we got a gal running for president. Yesterday, she had three different positions on the issue of fracking. Well, at least her campaign did. How do you trust this person? She's one of the most untrustworthy people I've ever seen in my life. Depends on where she is as to what she says. You know, you may not like Donald Trump, but it doesn't matter if he's talking to white people, Latinos, black folks. When he talks about the border, it's all the same message. It never changes and has never changed since he came down the escalator on June 16th, 2015. The fact of the matter is, we cannot have a country that has open borders. And we cannot have a nation whose government won't address the safety of our own people. And it's not. You know, Dee Dee and I wake up and we feel pretty safe. I mean, I know there are people out there that have tried to harm us and are trying right now to harm us. We've gotten your threats. We know. But we don't go to bed afraid. We go to bed, first of all, in faith. And second of all, we're just not people who walk in fear. But for a lot of people in this country, they walk in fear for good reason. If they can't walk out of their home and into their front yard or to get into their vehicle without worrying to death that an errant bullet from a gunfight is going to take their life or someone they love, that's not America. This is what happens when you have people who profit off of government running government instead of people who care about the people they're supposed to represent. We don't have. Yeah, you know what I'm going to say. We don't have people who care about the American people running the American government at any level. At any level. At any level. You tell me why these inner cities have been hell holes on earth, not for a year, not for 2 years, but for 5 and 6 and 7 decades. It's because the people running the cities don't care about the people they've been elected to represent. Why do you think Maine is seeing rising crime here? Because the people we elect are more interested in their rigid ideology and changing the flavor and the fabric of Maine than they are protecting our citizens. They make excuses at every turn. And more importantly, if you bring it up, and I love this part, because every time they do it, I just look at them and say, you're projecting again. They try to blame people who bring up the issues because they don't want you to talk about it because it exposes their dishonesty. But it needs to be talked about. These people need to be exposed for the rat finks that they actually are. I could use different words. You know that. Janet Mills has been a horrible governor for this state. And I never imagined that would happen. I didn't think she was going to do things I wanted done, but I never figured she would try to turn Maine into a third world country. But she has done this. And unfortunately, you and I are going to have to suffer through another 2 years and 3 months of her regime. But here's the thing, and this is really important. If you will vote for your state representative, who's a Republican, and vote for your state senator, who's a Republican, we can take over the legislature and we can stop her foolishness. Don't tell me your life is better off under Janet Mills. Your taxes are up. Your incomes are lagging. For those at the bottom end of the economic ladder, they are falling into abject poverty as Maine is growing poverty. Now, I know you don't want to hear this, and I know I'm a broken record, but by God, this is all about public policy. This is all about the lunacy of the American left in this country. And what is their answer? What is their answer? Is their answer to empower people to work? Is their answer to say, wait a minute, you're able-bodied, you're able-minded, you need to get a job. You cannot be on the government dole. You cannot allow the people who are getting up every day and going to work to pay for your laziness. Oh, no. Her answer is to empower people to be lazy, to get on the government dole, and be supported by the taxpayers who are working right now at 6:22 in the morning, and then to bring in 75,000 more people into this state who don't speak the language, don't know the culture, and suddenly they're going to save the workforce. You have to be drug-induced to believe this is a good idea.
ABC Maine, member-driven and member-strong. You build communities and shape our industry. We make sure your voice is heard. For more information,